Hello and welcome to Strategic Investor Radio on OCTalkRadio.net, where we bring you investment strategies you are not hearing elsewhere. Very pleased to be sitting here at the ADISA Annual Conference in Las Vegas, October 2015, and we're talking with Tony Grego, Director of Business Development for ADISA itself. Tony, welcome to Strategic Investor Radio.
Thank you, Charlie. I'm very pleased to meet you.
So, Tony, tell us about ADISA and tell us what your responsibilities are with ADISA.
Of course. ADISA is the Alternative and Direct Investment Securities Association. Formed back in 2002, formerly known as TICA, which is tenant in common, and we changed back in 2008 to RESA, which is Real Estate Investment Securities Association. The change to ADISA and the change from TICA just shows our movement of meeting the needs of folks working with alternative investments. We were once all real estate, now we're real estate plus about everything else.
Okay, and it's all direct investments, correct? It's not stock market driven.
That is correct. We're independent of the stock market, correct.
Okay, so now tell us about how many members of ADISA and kind of how are they segmented?
Thank you, Charlie. We now have three different member segments. Today's membership is right about 4,000 and an increase from 500 just a few years ago. They're broken down again into three different departments, one being our sponsor members, the folks that have funds to offer. We have our affiliates, which have services that do benefit both the sponsor members and the associate members. And our associate members are comprised of independent broker-dealers, RIAs, registered reps, financial advisors, and wealth managers. And we're finally bringing in some family offices.
Okay, and the industries of the sponsors, the people who are offering the deals, what are primarily the industries that they belong to?
The alternatives that we involve ourselves with is much is based around real estate, whether it being 1031 offerings, the private placements, there's still some ticks out there, and then we also do have the REITs. Along with the real estate offerings, you'll find business development companies, BDCs. We have oil and gas firms that are here sponsoring, life settlement, equipment leasing, hedge funds, liquid mutuals, about everything in the space.
And I ran into a public storage company out there as well.
Correct. Public storage is another big factor for us, and even down to when they fall into the REITs, we even have parking lots.
So how are things going for ADISA? And I presume because of the regulatory environment, you guys are more important than ever to your members.
Well, thank you, and we hope to be. We fight for our members in Washington with advocacy. We're part of the SINFA committees. We're definitely out there with the FEA with 1031s, and we even just were on the Hill with DOL talking about the 1502 changes and the other change for suitabilities also.
So this year's conference, is it as big as ever? Is it bigger than ever? How's it going?
We're really excited. This is going to be our biggest conference ever. Just on Monday, our opening day, we had over 800 attendees get their badges printed. We expect another 200 to 300 more during the following days.
So primarily, what do you do, Tony, to help build the organization and business development? So I presume you are out looking for potential new members. And what is it that you are, what's the story you're telling them?
Thank you, Charlie. I did mention about advocacy is a big part. We talked about networking with our event itself here, but our biggest key is education for our members that are in the space. We go to broker-dealer conferences, we go to other industry events, and our key is quality education to keep everyone safe.
Okay, and so you focus quite a bit on broker-dealers, so you attend, I presume, dozens of conferences a year where no broker-dealers are involved, okay, and you tell the story of direct investments, of alternative investments, and how popular they are today with, and have become over the years, with large institutions, endowment funds, etc., and so those broker-dealers are responding, allowing these. Are broker-dealers allowing more and more of these direct alternative investments than they have in the past, or has the regulatory environment kind of put the skids on it? Where is that?
That's a great question, Charlie. Right now, we are in a flux. At one point, we had some pretty free reigns. Alternatives were growing because there was some great returns. Right now, the government is is they have not really clearly defined the rules, so we are waiting to figure out how to help the end investor. I go to dozens of BD conferences, and I'm invited by the broker-dealer, not really for the broker-dealer, but for their reps. As FINRA is concentrating on compliance and complex products, the reps need help. We provide that.
Well, great to hear. So you've been with ADESA for several years, and you were sharing with me that you come from the automobile business. How do you find the personal satisfaction of telling the ADESA story as opposed to running automobile dealerships?
I was in the automobile business for 30 years. And back in we started with personal relationships. Right now, it's truly just down to price and getting them out the door. What I find out working with direct investments and working for ADESA, I can now grow relationships, and I help sponsors, and I help the broker dealers, and I help the affiliates, because at the end of the day, they look after the end investor. As long as we do that, everyone's going to be in great shape.
Great to hear. So those who would like to know more, where can they go?
The best place to learn more about us is at our website, www.adesa.org, and ADESA is ADISA.
ADESA.org. That's great. So final words for our listeners about ADESA here, Tony.
We'd love for you to learn some more. Go to our website. Give me a call. Drop me an email. We'd love to see you and show you around a little bit.
How about your email address?
It's tgrego@adesa.org, and that's spelled tgrego@adesa.org.
Very good. Tony, thank you very much. We really appreciate your contribution here today. How about final words for our listeners?
Just have a great day and come see us, because at ADESA, all day we sell alternatives.
Sounds great. We've been talking with Tony Grego, Director of Business Development for ADESA. You've been listening to Strategic Investor Radio on OCTalkRadio.net.